Devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 17th, 2023. Well, this morning I want to just share something with you that I read in this book, Refreshment for the Soul, by Richard Sibbes. And it's a daily devotional that I've been reading myself. And for yesterday and today, the devotions are titled Preventing God's Judgment on Our Nation 1 and Preventing God's Judgment on Our Nation 2. And this is talking about, I believe, England. And so he was an English writer from days gone by. But he mentions two passages of scripture, which I thought would be beneficial for us. He's Jonah 3, 5, and 6. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They called for a fast and put on sackcloth, and from the greatest of them to the least of them. The word reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. Then from the book of Esther, chapter number 4 and verse number 1, it says, when Mordecai learned all that had been done, Mordecai tore his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes and went into the midst of the city, and he cried out with a loud and bitter cry. So as I was thinking about that, as I was reading those, I actually read those yesterday, both of those. And as I was thinking about those, I thought about those nations and how that they looked at what was going on in their nations, and they decided to spend some time in prayer and sackcloth and ashes. And I thought how important that would be for us, or if we would think that the nations, the condition of our nation, was important enough for us to spend some time in prayer and fasting and repenting and sackcloth and ashes. Now, I don't literally mean sackcloth and ashes, but what I mean is that we understand that the circumstances of our nation, and so therefore we want to spend some time in prayer and fasting, asking God to be merciful to our nation, asking God to change things in our nations. You know, we can say all we want to that we wish things were different, and we want things to be different, and we want our leaders to be different. But how much time do we really spend in prayer asking God to change our nation? I mean, we might pray a few seconds or a few minutes and or whatever, but how much time do we really dedicate repenting because of where we are, feeling sorry for where we are, and then pleading with God to change our nation? You know, I'm sure that it doesn't seem like there's many of us that come into that condition. And so Baxter just talks about here about how important it is for us to get into prayer and pray. And his was, what is the glory of England? His was that the nation of England would return to God, and we need to give some time in prayer and repentance to ask God to change these United States and to be merciful to us. So just a thought this morning, these two situations where people saw the condition of their nation and they repented and they prayed. And as we look at the condition of our nation, maybe we should repent and we should pray and fast and ask God to change our nation. Just a little thought this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do understand from this teaching the importance of coming to you in prayer and fasting. And I pray, God, that the condition of our nation would be such that as we see the condition of our nation, that our heart would be burdened so much that we determine that we want to spend some time in prayer and fasting, seeking your face, asking you to change, knowing that you are the one that can only you're the only one that can bring true change to our country. So I just pray that you will help us to see that. And I pray, God, that you will help us to repent because of the condition of our nation. We just thank you that we know that we have hope, and that hope is in Jesus Christ. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good weekend. Till next time, Brother Mark signing off.